Blog Talk Radio. Hello, happy 2020. This is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I want to talk about goal setting. I want to talk about the new year, and my purpose, my intention, is to hopefully set your mind at ease. Because the more ease you can have in your mind, the easier it's going to be to accomplish your goals. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive, I'm a coach, I've been doing this for a decade, I've worked with hundreds of people. I create a space in which miracles happen. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, check out my services under Work With Me at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Okay, let's talk goals. I want you to set goals that are in alignment with who you really are. Who you really are. Not goals that are a way to fix yourself. Not goals that make you a problem that needs a solution. But goals that really mimic your divine truth. I had a client yesterday, longtime client, has been with me off and on for the last 3 years, and we were talking about her goals, and she told me, she said, Amy, for 2019, I wrote a list of goals. I check in ever so often on them, you know, read them over, and I realized I hit all of them. She was reflecting on 2020 and what she had set for 2019, and she realized she had hit all her goals. And I said, well, what was it that enabled you to hit your goals? And in the course of speaking with her, my spirit guide showed me very clearly she's been doing a lot of work on herself, so she set goals that are in alignment with her truth. She set goals that were reflective of the woman she wanted to be by the end of the year. She was very clear about who she was. And then, you know, as I continued to talk with my client, she was telling me that I did the work, right? She hired the help. So she was ready to set these goals. She was ready to accomplish these goals. She was very clear on who she was. She didn't need to read them every single day. For some of us, we will need to read them every single day. You know, everybody sets goals in different ways, and all goals are relevant, assuming you are setting the goal not from a place of being a problem, as to fix, that you are setting the goals from the truest and highest expression of who you are and wanting what you want so you could get what you want, right? So look at your goals and ask yourself, who do I want to be? Yeah, who do you want to be? Where do I want to go with this? Who do you want to be? There's a way in which you can tune into the highest expression of you. The you that has it all together. The you that has accomplished and done all that you wish to do in this lifetime. And then you ask that self, what do I need to do this year to be fully and completely self-expressed and to be in alignment with you? Work on those goals. So you might set the goal of losing 20 pounds. Awesome. But are you setting that goal from the vantage point of, oh my God, I'm so fat and I'm not good enough? Or are you setting that goal from the vantage point, the space, the mental perspective, the clarity of, I'm enough, my body's enough, and losing 20 pounds is in alignment with my highest expression? It's a different energy. And the energy you bring to any situation is going to determine how effective you will be in your experience. I have spent many years setting goals. And all the goals that I hit successfully are because they were in alignment with my highest expression for that moment. When I set goals from, oh my God, I'm a problem that needs to be fixed, I'm too fat, I'm too broke, oh my God, I need a man, that space, those goals never work out because they're not true. They're not soulful. They're not love based. They're playing into the thought that I'm broken. And you're not broken, my love. You're doing great. You're enough. You're worthy. You are deserving. You are amazing. And you deserve to have everything that you want. So, as I was looking at my 2019 goals, I said the opposite of what my client said. I was like, who the fuck is this woman? And I was in a place at the beginning of 2019 where I hadn't fully stepped into who I wanted to be in this next expression of me. I thought I could get there from trying to fix a problem. And by March, I pretty much ditched all of those goals and took on a whole new perspective about the life that I wanted to create for myself. And it all came from tuning in to that higher version of myself that I can see very clearly in my mind's eye. I can feel into her energy. And I asked her what was the best course of action. And that spiritually high place within you will guide you to things that you never imagined that you would do. You have to get really uncomfortable. And uncomfortable in the sense where you're going to acknowledge, I deserve to be who I want to be. And I'm going to have to break all the rules to get there. That's when you haven't really tapped into who you are, right? You're going to have to break rules to get to where you want to be. Whereas with my client, she had done so much work on herself. She had broken a lot of the rules already. And so all she had to do was write down who her next evolution was and know that she would ascend into that place. She'd already been doing the work. So find some way to do your self-work. And you can buy a book, you can take a course, you can sign up for coaching, whatever it is, do the work. It all works. It all works if you believe it's leading you to where you want to be. And release any time frame or, you know, when people start to do self-work, they get very linear about things. And it's not a linear process. If I could tell you all the zigzags I've experienced in 2019, you would be shocked. You'd be like, really? Really? You're going to do that? Yeah. Because I want to be the person that God put on the planet to do these really great things. And it's going to require that I step out of my comfort zone, step out of my mediocrity, and make really difficult decisions, because the difficult decision is way better than the decision that seems like easy, right? And it's funny because I started this with talking about, let's make this easy. Let's make this process easy. But it gets easy after you've done the work. Let yourself be uncomfortable. If you're really ready to take your life to the next level, know that you might have to dismantle. And I forget, I watched my client, I supported her in dismantling and reassembling her life so that it matched the person that she knew she was called to be. Now is not the time to run around with just a hope. Now is the time to run around knowing that you are fully allowed to have what you want, that it will happen for you, that every step is moving you in the direction of the person that you feel called to be, and that you will make the right choice in the right moment, even if it doesn't seem like the popular or practical decision. Yeah. Go for it. Go for it with a wide open heart. You don't have to play small. But you do have to play from a place of truth. You do have to play from a place of, I'm not putting this goal on my list because I'm afraid. I'm putting this goal on my list because I know it is possible. I know that it's who I really am. And I know that when I step into the energy of God, there is nothing I can't do. That's how we make it easy. But first, you got to let go of all the things that tell you that you're wrong, right? Because that's the work we do. That's the work I do with clients. That's the work you do in the spiritual game. It's dismantling all the limiting beliefs that tell you you're not worthy, you can't do it, it's not possible for you, it's difficult, it needs to be done this way. And that's just a bunch of lies, right? It's just a bunch of lies. And it's so amazing to me how we will argue for those limitations. Well, it has to be this way. I got to do this. I got to invest this and I got to do that. And you got to take action. But true action is done from the place of believing that what you want is going to happen. You can't fully action your way into your dream life. You first have to believe. You first have to have faith. You first have to know what you want. So get really clear. Get really clear. Know it is possible. Know that it's already done on the spiritual plane. And then go get it. Go get it. Be open and receptive. Say the prayer. Say, God, show me. What do I need to do? And quit asking yourself. This is something I'm guilty of. I'll look at my life and I'll say, well, show me where I'm fucking up, God. You're not fucking up. You're not fucking up. As long as you're being true to yourself and moving in the direction of the life that you want, you're good. You are good, period. You're just good. Let's start there. You're just good, and you continue to be good when you take one step every single day towards the direction of your dreams. And that, I will tell you, my friends, consistency is key. Consistency is key. You don't get the luxury of saying, I'm going to go for it, and then take 3 months off. No, you have to stay in it. Stay in it. Stay in your belief. Hold the faith. Be open and receptive to actions that flow in through your divine signal, through your intuition, so that you can take the action that will create the massive result you desire. Yeah, intuition is everything. But you can't hear those messages if you are asking from the place of, I'm not good enough. It's not going to happen. I've got to fix myself. You're not going to get there. But if you say it from the place of, God, I know that it's possible. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but my heart is open and I'm willing to do whatever I'm being called to do. I've set this goal. I know in my heart that this goal, this desire, this want is a sacred expression of the God-likeness within me. And I am going to do everything in my power to fulfill it. Show me, God. Show me the way. And then the steps lay out in front of you. It becomes easier. It's a shift in perception. Deciding that you are good. Deciding that you're exactly where you need to be. Deciding that you are enough. Deciding that you are deserving. Deciding that you are worthy. Period. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to earn it. That is so. And then when you set goals from that place, you're going to see that you can type out some goals at the beginning of the year and put it away and know that it is done. Or if a part of your process of knowing that it's done is reading your goal every single day, then do that too. Only you know what is best for you, and you know how in which you work. But at the same time, keep your heart open to new ways of being, new ways of experiencing life, new ways of living out your time here on this planet. So I can tell you, in 2019, I did more shit than I never thought I would do. I put myself in experiences that I would have looked down upon. Like, absolutely not. I could not do that. But I knew somewhere in me that the journey was leading me to being the person I've always wanted to be. And it was all a part of my expansion, my ascension, my growth. I said yes to things, sometimes out of necessity. But my prayer was that God put me where I need to be. So saying yes to something out of necessity was in alignment with my growth. Want what you want? Please, want it all. Want it all, and then focus your energy on getting it. And don't expect the line to be linear, meaning I do this and then this happens and this happens. No, you just take the step. Take the step, receive more divine guidance, take another step. It will happen. It will happen. You are worthy and deserving. You are an amazing human being. You have a gift that the world needs, no matter what that gift is. Whether you're working a desk job or you've been called to stand on your pulpit and preach, you are enough for that. And you've been called and you must live out that desire as full as possible. So growing up, and one of the beliefs I had to dismantle over the last year, growing up, I was taught that some things aren't meant for you. The only thing I know to be true about what that statement, some things aren't meant for you, is when it relates to you wanting another human being. You've heard me say this a lot on this program. Everybody has free will, and you may want that person to be your partner, your friend, your boss, but at the end of the day, everybody gets to choose what's in alignment with them. And so when we are not trying to impede on someone's free will, we open our mind to a new level of consciousness where we can see that all things are okay, and it's this or something better. I know, and I said this on the program, I think recently, I know when I'm fucking up is when I get in the place where I'm like, well, God, it has to be this way. I don't care about the better. Like, this is the better. Like, it's got to be this way. You got to make this happen. I know that's when I'm fucking myself. But in those moments, I fully and completely believe that, yes, it's got to be this way. But that prayer is coming from a place of fear, from a place of anxiety, from a place of I'm not divinely supported, even though I'm praying to be divinely supported. I don't believe I am divinely supported. So now in this moment, I just want you to accept that you are divinely supported. You are divinely supported. You get to have what you want. Let go of any belief that tells you you can't have it. In that process, you'll clear some energy in your mind, in your being, so that you can receive clear, intuitive guidance, so you can take the steps that will lead you to the life that you want. And then life gets easier. You don't get caught up in the he said, she said. You don't get caught up in the dramas. You don't get caught up in somebody not feeling you. You don't get caught up in someone not getting what you're up to. You hold a rock solid, rock steady faith that what you want is unfolding in divine perfect timing. And you know, while you have a vision of what you want, you know that what you're really seeking is the feeling, the essence behind that vision. And God is going to deliver that to you if you will allow yourself to fully and completely tap into that energy as opposed to the form or it needs to be this way, God. Hold the space of this or something better. I know that it's possible for me. I know that it's going to happen. I know that I'm going to do my part. It is a given. It is completely and totally meant for me. So there's nothing you can't have. If calling on your heart, there's nothing you can't have. Now, if it's desire that's fleeting, meaning you want it in the moment because of whatever, it's usually you're wanting it because of fear. You're wanting it because of your own insecurities. You're wanting it from the place of my life will be over if I don't get it, which is all a bunch of garbage. I love you and I've been there. So I don't mean you are garbage. I mean that thought is garbage. And so you have to return to a place of believing I'm worthy. I am deserving. I get to have what I want. My heart is leading me here. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm so open and receptive to the miracles and mysteries of God that are going to bring it to me. And I'm going to receive inspired action and I'm going to take it, knowing that it's all leading me to where I want to be. What about big goals? I love big goals, but big goals aren't for everybody. I said that to you in 2019. I had that big aha. That one of the issues that my ex-husband and I struggled with was he set manageable goals that felt true to him, and I set monstrous, huge goals that felt true to me. I had to pause because I don't know where I left off. Big goals. Making it happen. Some people set smaller goals. And that's cool. Then there are people like me who set really monstrous goals. All of it requires faith and believing in the miracle and shutting off all the noise in within and outside of you that's going to tell you you can't have it. You can have it. You can have it. It's on its way to you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. All these things are going to show up and support you in creating that. It's going to be a fantastic experience. It's going to happen. You desire it. You're going to do the work. And the more you can stay in that vibration I just played out for you, the more you are going to see the hand of God work in your life. Let go. Let go of it has to be a certain way. Let go of that, right? And just be in the space of full and complete, allowing yourself to have what you want and allowing God to show you the path and allowing miraculous and amazing and synchronistic experiences lay the foundation for you. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. Okay, so how I've really embodied this is yesterday I was walking to meet a friend. I was walking to the train to meet a friend, and my mom had called, and I called her back. And it's January. December, while I was working, I decided to give a lot of my energy to being with a man. I will so own that. And in that process, I wasn't staying on track with my income goals for December. I was working, but I know that there's an energy I need to embody to really hit my goal. And I gave up embodying that energy. That's the work we do. That is the real work we do. I gave up. I made it negotiable doing the work so that I could hang out with this man. All is fine, but now I'm looking at those numbers saying, hey, I know who I am when I work best, and I would have hit that number if I had stayed in that space, and I chose not to, so now I have to deal with the fact that, hey, this is the number for December, and then that affects my January. And so I'm looking at January, and I'm saying, oh, shit. But I immediately remind myself, hey, I signed up for that. I knew that this was a possibility. I know that January can be this. I'm deciding that it's not going to be this. And I know that I am going to have to really rely on a miracle and stay in the highest vibration so that I can be receptive to the intuitive wisdom that would create that miracle so that I can get what I want. And so I was talking to my mom, and that's usually the space where I can get, even in all my spiritual teacherness, get a little like, oh my God, Mom, oh my God. And I caught myself and I said, no, I know all things are working out. I know everything's going to be okay. And I immediately started to raise my vibration. I started to go into that space of knowing, of course, it's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I deserve to have everything that I want. And all I have to do is stay focused on this goal. And this energy that is showing up in my life, this manifestation, I should say, that's showing up in my life is only a reflection of what I was doing in December. And so now I've shifted out of that energy and I can create the exact result I desire for January. All I have to do is change my energy so I can be receptive to the miraculous wisdom of heaven so that I can get to where I want to be. So when you decide that you want to live in the miracle, you also are deciding that complaining and going to the low vibe place is no longer an option. Of course it's going to happen. Of course it's meant to be. It's supposed to be. It is my divine calling. Yes, everything I want will flow from the space of my belief. That's called faith, my friends. It's not, okay, if this shows up, then I'm going to be faithful. It's saying, even before it shows up, I'm going to hold the belief that it will show up. And I'm not going to complain about my present circumstance because my present circumstance was energetically created for my previous circumstance. And I can't go back and correct the past. All I can do is deal with the energy in my life now and make the best choice and decision now. That's it. That's all we're called to do. So be kind to yourself in the new year. Set goals that really make sense to you. Sense to your higher self. Sense to the you truly want to be. Let go of the stories that tell you you're not enough. Let go of the stories that tell you that you're wrong. Let go of the stories that tell you that you're a problem to be fixed. Do the work, do the work, do the work, do the work. And what helps you do the work? Coaching, courses, books. Do the work. It's all a mindset. It all works together. And when you're incapable of creating that mindset for you because for yourself, because you're not yet fully completely in that space, you're open to the mindset, but you don't know how to create it, then that's where you're going to have to go and get support. I've been doing this work for over a decade professionally, and I am always seeking out new ways in which to see my world so I can create the life that I want. So New Year's Eve, my plans canceled, and so I bought a course, and I sat and binged these videos so I could be in the energy of believing that what I want is possible for me. Go, 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 get the support you need. Whether it's one-on-one coaching, whether it's a course, whether it's a book, go, go, get the support you need. And then don't just buy it, embody it. Embody that and be mindful of the energy you spread in the world. So just like when I was on that conversation with my mom, I made the choice to not complain, not to go woe is me, because I know that I'm responsible for the energy I put out into the world and it will come back on some level. And so if I want to create a miracle in my life, I only hold the vibration that I'm creating a miracle, that miracle has happened, that it is done. I don't have to control the how and when, and I know that God's working out every single detail. Period. You're enough. You're deserving. You're worthy. You can have whatever you want. It is meant for you. So that's my talk on goals and 2020. You get to have it. You get to have it, my friends. Looking for a coach? I want to support you. I'm an intuitive. I am a performance coach, a motivational coach, whatever coach you need. But more so, I'm going to help you maintain the energy so that you can welcome in that which you want most. So if you are ready to take your life to the next level, I do have a couple of courses on sale that would support you. But where the magic really is, my courses are good too, but where the magic really is working one-on-one with me. And I'm very unique in that way. So if you want to have a conversation, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's set up some time to talk. I don't do discovery calls. I'm just not into that. If you want to talk about a service, Well, let's talk about it and let's see how I can support you. So until next time, thank you for listening to this program. And if you're inspired, write a review. If you're not inspired, don't write a review. I'm still going to show up and do this work. I love you. I love you. I love you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.